10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
Yeah, in Heidelberg, we're in particular interested in synthetic immunology, and here the connection to the NCCR is really fabulous and helpful, because what we would like to do is we're in particular interested in bottom-up synthetic immunology. So we are looking at how to apply principles from bottom-up synthetic immunology to immunology research to build up immune functions from scratch. And here, in particular, the collaboration or the network with Daniel Müller is very exciting. We've got a long-standing collaboration, which started out actually from a bit different direction. We started out engineering E. coli bacteria to provide proton gradients as an energy source to drive the formation and assembly and disassembly of a synthetic cytoskeleton inside of a synthetic cell. And this may sound very fundamental, but what we want to do with synthetic immunology is really to go towards the patient and to go also towards the application, to go towards translation. And again, here working together with the NCCR is really beneficial, because in particular in these kind of projects, it's great to have a network. It's not something you do as a single group in the lab, right? So we provide the engineering expertise with DNA origami, RNA origami, synthetic cells, and then others really provide the translational expertise from the clinic or also from the engineering side of things, of course. Yeah, one very nice memory I have of an NCCR event is actually last year in August when we went to Grindelwald. So I'm a climber myself, although not a very good one, but I like to do it. I like to go bouldering every now and then. And being able to see the north face of Grindelwald was super exciting for me. It was in the middle of August, but there was snow everywhere, and the glacier, of course, beautiful, beautiful. We went up on a gondola and then hiked around there. Being in the middle of the snow in August was really amazing, but also seeing the landscape and the historic north face where so many amazing climbing accomplishments were made, but of course also very dramatic experiences and falls and it's a bit of climbing history over there. And that was actually the first time I got to know the NCCR as a whole, let's say, and all the PIs, all the students also, and to engage with them for a longer period of time. In terms of science, we're really looking forward to the future and to future collaborations with the NCCR, in particular in the context of bottom-up synthetic immunology. I think that's a really exciting future direction, but also from the ethics context. So it's really cool to see these projects like Bridging Horizons or these kind of events where we send students together to the Locarno Film Festival for people from my group. That was an awesome experience. And we're very, very grateful to be working together with the NCCR. And these kind of things that bring science really to the broader public, because my strong feeling is that, you know, in particular, when it comes to entirely new concepts like synthetic immunology, you have to talk about these concepts before they become emotional. I think the COVID-19 pandemic is a very good example illustrating this. You know, for a long time, mRNA vaccines have been developed in the labs around the world and so on and so forth, but nobody was really talking about it to the broader public, right? And then when people were talking about it, COVID was, of course, already a very emotional topic, right? I feel like if we go out there now and talk about DNA origami, RNA origami, the fun toys that we play with every day, so that people get used to it, people understand what they actually are, what we can do with them. We talk to people early on and we try communication strategies which really reach everyone rather than only very educated fraction of the population. That's really the way to go forward, in particular when it comes to entirely new concepts like synthetic immunology. And here, really, so on the scientific level as well as on the communication level, working together with the NCCR is really great.